Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning and welcome. It is 8:07. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Special guest in the studio, Charlie Stone, former Marion County Commissioner and Chair, and now running for state rep, House District 24. Good morning, Charlie. How are you?
Well, good morning, Bob. Good morning, Greg.
It is good to see you. But gosh, it's been years since I actually got to see you face-to-face. Mm-hmm. And this isn't your first rodeo. You've been in politics. What's driving you back to want to do this again?
Yeah. Very good question, Bob. Number one, I feel like that with my experience and my knowledge and this open seat, it's the right thing to do. And I base that on the number of years that I've had, 8 years on the county commission doing local government and 8 years in the Florida House prior to this doing statewide government. So I'm the experienced, ready to hit the ground running. So I'm there.
Would you find yourself in good company politically and on the same page, you think, as the governor?
Absolutely. Bob, I've had the pleasure of working with the governor 2 years before my term ended, and I supported all of his priority bills. I've had a number of conversations with his staff about different issues that he sees in the near future. So, yes, sir, I'm very much online, and can't say I'm actually endorsed in this campaign by the governor because he's choosing not to endorse any candidate. But I will tell you this. I was selected to represent the governor as a trustee on the College of Central Florida, and the governor is very choosy on who he picks to represent him on a trustee board. So I was honored to be chosen as that trustee.
All right. Well, this is going to be somewhat of a short season, I guess, from the perspective that you have the primary coming up March 7th. And it's for a position like this, kind of a crowded field already. Mm-hmm. Your take, I guess, on what would make you different from other Republicans that are running in the race. We assume there's a level of conservatism amongst you. Is there any things that you'd like to point out?
Yes, there is, Bob. All of the candidates are campaigning on the conservative Republican Party ticket. So I say in that issue, we're all the same. But what distinguished me from all the rest of them is I have the experience. I have the knowledge. I have the life experiences that go along with that. Sometimes it's not what you have in front of you that it counts. It's what you've experienced in the past, and you know what to stay away from. As you might well know, in Tallahassee, there's a lot of bombs. There's a lot of places that you can get misled, and you can actually step into an area that you need not be in. Well, I know that. I was there for 8 years, so I know what to do and when to do it at the proper time.
You feel like if you get elected, you could hit the ground running, so to speak?
Absolutely, and that's critical too, Bob, because if you look at this particular House race, our legislative delegation consists of three House members and a senator that are all terming out in 2024. So if you looked at the 2024 election cycle, we will have all freshmen representing Marion County. Well, as you know, freshmen tend not to get a lot done the first 2 years.
Harder to get on committees, assignments, get time on the floor, et cetera. Sure.
Very difficult. Well, I don't feel like Marion County deserves to be put on the back row. So I'm there to pick out the ball and run on the first day.
Well, that makes sense because really Marion County could serve as a model in many ways of the way you've had growth, but yet you've had some, you know, control to it. You're bringing businesses to the community. I mean, there's a good story to tell, I think, yet you understand that, you know, it's also a horse community and how important equine is. And, well, you know what? With horses and farms and all that, what are you going to do about illegal immigrants? Let's not fool ourselves. We know many of them may be employed in those areas.
You are correct. Illegal immigration is a big issue, not all over the United States, but certainly in the state of Florida. I was told just last week that we actually have busloads of illegal immigrants being offloaded in Marion County already. Well, we have to stand with the governor on that. We have to absolutely try to do our very best to make sure that we don't have that influx of illegals coming to our county and living off of our taxpayers. I'm all for the governor. If he asks for money to ship them elsewhere to these sanctuary city locations, I will back him 100%. That should not happen in our county, should not be burden of our taxpayers.
Question out of left field.
Yes.
So keep that in mind. But this isn't something that's really been talked about. It's an idea I just came up with. Is there a mechanism where in the state of Florida there could be a sort of a work program, like the federal government does it? You could get a work permit, a green card, and come in, especially in the ag community. It's sorely needed. Could we do it at a state level and still be within the bounds of the federal law?
I think there is, Bob. I think there's some room to work on that. I don't know if it's been practiced anywhere else in the United States, but I'm sure there's a model out there that we could probably capitalize on in some other location. I did something that was similar to that. It didn't have to do with illegals, but it had to do with inmates. Because we are constantly releasing inmates from our judicial system and putting them back out on the street with no resources to work with.
Or skill sets,
yeah. I sponsored a bill in the Florida House that actually mandated our correctional centers to at least provide a valid ID so that these individuals that's being released could at least open up a bank account or check into a hotel or something. So we could do the same thing with illegals. We could make sure they were verified and perhaps seek employment. And I think with state and local government, we could actually employ some of these. And in my community, the horse farm industry absolutely needs some of those type workers.
All right. Just send me a shout out when you propose that bill.
Yes, sir. Will do. I'll give you credit for it, Bob.
All right. And then there's constitutional carry. This HB 543, this is not the bill that I thought we were going to get. It's way watered down. It doesn't provide for open carry at all. I guess my question is, I know you're a strong Second Amendment guy, so you tell me what you think, and then would you work to make this bill better if you got elected?
Yes, sir, Bob, I absolutely would, and thank you for mentioning that I have always had an A-plus rating by the NRA, and I will continue to do so. I was one of a very few in the Florida House that actually stood with the NRA in this, all through my 8 years that I was there. Yes, this bill has been watered down. It's nowhere near what it started out to be, and I would work diligently to get it back. Constitutional carry, as you know, was the law of the land for many, many years in America, and it's been changed over the years to where it's really hurting our Second Amendment rights. So I would try to restore it. I am a concealed weapon permit as well as my wife, and we believe in our use of our firearms. We are trained, like everyone should be, to use them properly. So, yes, I would. I would absolutely encourage all my fellow House members and senators to do the very best that we can to restore the rights to carry.
That sounds good. Final question now. This came from a caller earlier, and I didn't have a chance to look it up, but apparently, and I recall this early on with the vaccine stuff going around, there's a state law somewhere where should the government mandate it, meaning the state of Florida in this case, mandate it, you could be forced to have a vaccine. That's on the books, apparently, before this whole outbreak. What are your thoughts on that, and would you work to maybe rescind this or change this law, this Florida statute 381.00315?
Correct. Yes, Bob, I would work to change that. I was unaware that Florida statute even existed, but now that you mentioned it, I think we did enact that probably in the early 2020 timeline when we didn't know what the virus was actually going to do, and we kind of shut down the whole state, if you recall, for a few months. That particular statute could be repealed in its entirety or certainly changed to it's something that we could live with. I was given that statute recently, I'd say 4 or 5 days ago, so I haven't had an opportunity to really dig down to it and see what all needs to be changed. But I can tell you, yes, if it's still the law of the land to have everyone vaccinated, I am totally opposed to that. So I would do all I could to get it changed.
Charlie Stone running for state rep, House District 24. That's the vacant seat. Where can people go for more info on your campaign?
Yes, sir, Bob. I have a website. Actually, two ways you can get to it. Number one, you can have votecharliestone.com or just plain old charliestone.com. They go to the same location, and they have quite a bit of information, or they can feel free to contact me. I'm available by cell phone number at any point in time. Area code 352-266-5940. Feel free to contact me.
Wow, fantastic. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you, Bob.
Charlie
you,
Stone, appreciate it. Say hello to your lovely wife, and maybe we'll get her on one of these days as
yes,
well,
sir.
Marion County Commissioner. Yes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.